Hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Saints Fantasy Forecast, presented by Xbox One. I'm your host, Jen Hale. Today, we are taking you inside some of the most valuable fantasy choices on this black and gold squad. We're talking about the men on the front lines who will deliver. And let's start with the player who finally made his season debut Saturday against the Colts, much to the relief of the entire Houdat Nation. That is, of course, Drew Brees.
One play at a time. You win the play, you win the day. You win the play, you win the day. All right? Hey, let's have some fun today. And there's always something to prove. We always play to win. Let's go now. 1-0-3, 1-2-3.
From this pregame chant on, Drew Brees was in control of this game. He certainly looked 100%. No signs of that left oblique injury that sidelined him for the first two preseason matchups. He didn't need much time to knock the rust off. Brees only required three series to lob two touchdown passes and amass 128 passing yards. Brees looked characteristically efficient and in control immediately, pushing the tempo, placing the ball exactly where he wanted it to go, as evidenced by his two touchdown passes. This one, a three-yard connection to fullback Austin Johnson. Then here, Brees finds one of his all-time favorite targets, Marcus Colston, for a 13-yard TD. Number 9 is poised for another blockbuster fantasy year. Meanwhile, Jimmy Graham wasted no time proving that he and Brees are still in sync and can create those big plays. Always a matchup nightmare, Graham made this 38-yard gain look easy, thanks to his speed, quickness, and ability to generate separation. Brees goes right over the top of linebacker Dequell Jackson, and Graham, using all that height to his advantage, says, "Hey, no problem. This one is all mine." Now, we did spotlight this guy last week, but running back Pierre Thomas had such a strong performance Saturday, we'd be remiss not to revisit him again this week. The 9-year veteran is proving he's still got the surest pair of hands in any NFL backfield. 4 catches for 66 yards. Thomas led the league last year in receptions by a running back with 77 catches, and he seems poised for a repeat performance. So if Brees is a key pick on the offensive side of things, what about what's happening on the other side of the ball amongst Rob Ryan's guys? Let's check in with Laura Dykan of the Fantasy Sports Network for more.
Thank you very much, Jen. Well, smart fantasy leaguers do their homework and wait until the final rounds to grab their defensive units. If you study personnel carefully, you can come up with a gem like the Saints, which offer amazing value as the 17th unit currently off the board in NFL.com drafts. New Orleans has a real chance to finish as a top 5 fantasy unit this year with a tenacious front 7 and a ball-hawking secondary. Now, not only did the Saints finish as the number 4 defense overall last year, they also ranked 4th in sacks, which is key for fantasy purposes. And not only do quarterback takedowns count as important fantasy points, but pressure up front leads to turnovers and big plays as well. Now, the Saints have the ideal mix of pass rushers and opportunistic secondary standouts that are set to shine in 2014. Cameron Jordan and Junior Gallette combined for 24.5 sacks last season and will not let up again at all this year. Now, the addition of free safety Jairus Byrd, who has 22 career interceptions, makes the Saints secondary even more dangerous to opposing offenses. Byrd and monster hitter Kedie Vaccaro now give New Orleans one of the best safety combos in the game. And standout cornerback Keenan Lewis picked off 4 passes last year, and he can deliver more of that in 2014. Want a winning formula? Well, load up on skill position players until the final rounds, then grab the Saints with your next to last pick and revel in making a great value selection that will pay off big this upcoming season. I'm Laura Dykan here at Fantasy Sports Network. Back to you, Jen.
Thanks, Laura. Very true. This Saints defense is looking to pay off big both on the field and in your league. Thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Saints Fantasy Forecast, presented by Xbox One. We'll see you right back here next week as we get you all ready for the Saints season opener against the Atlanta Falcons. That's when it all really starts to count. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.